This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You've got me, Kevin Hagland, the Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford holding it down to either edit out or highlight all the stupid things that we say. Mm. We're going to go back to football right here. And I got a question about these three Cowboys players. Do you want to bring them back? And then, do you want to add this new guy? The new guy is Stephon Diggs, so I'll let you contemplate that for just a second.
At what price?
Exactly. And that was going to be the second part.
You're supposed to answer that question for me, Kevin.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and do whatever you were doing first, though.
I would say $10 million.
All right, give me a minute.
All right, I don't know if you're going to love that number or not. All right, let's start with Brandon Cooks.
All right.
Now, Brandon Cooks over the weekend, I believe it was over the weekend, came out and said that he would be stoked to come back to Dallas, but that Dallas hasn't been using them right. So
agreed.
He told Josina Anderson, I'm expecting a good free agency, but I'm open to returning to Dallas. I would love to play with the Cowboys, but at the same time, they would have to use me right. I don't think they fully use me to my strengths. Now, you immediately said agreed. What makes him or what makes the Cowboys think, especially with the same quarterback, that they would use him differently? And how do you want him used?
So I would not bring him back.
Okay. So you're.
But I agree with him on how he was used improperly. And I heard Bobby mention this. Maybe it was yesterday. He was kind of talking about the thing that we talked about the whole time he's been here. What we saw at training camp did not translate to what we saw on the field.
Nope.
He, and I know CeeDee Lamb was missing from training camp last year, but Brandon Cooks, now maybe the injury was a problem. Maybe his knee was kind of a big problem for him. But when we were watching him in training camp,
it's unbelievable.
We were like, dude, this is a quarterback wide receiver number one combo right here.
2 years ago, I was very bullish on the Cowboys because I was like, that connection is unbelievable.
And while they said they have taken the approach of we are feeding the football to CeeDee Lamb, you still have to draw up some other things too. And you have to have those opportunities for Brandon Cooks to take advantage of the routes that he's running whenever he's not getting the ball, have to be set up routes for something big. And it seemed like they never were able to get that something big. Maybe it was Dak's mistrust in it. Maybe Mike McCarthy didn't have the trust. Whatever it was, we just did not see the same effect that we saw in training camp. You weren't even going to see that in games because they weren't playing there either. He was $12 million, $6 million, right? Because he was making $12
million. I believe that is correct.
And we got him for $6 million, and then last year we had him for $8 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing price for a veteran receiver like that. So yeah. Diggs at 10, a little high for what I think the Cowboys are willing to do.
Okay.
But I'm not quite sure. I think Diggs is very good, but that injury last year, that's going to take a little bit away. I mean, that is. That's so we have two Diggs brothers on this team, and do we think that they are maximizing everything they are? A lot of times people don't.
All right. Eric Kendricks. So Eric Kendricks, I thought, I'm not saying he was the best player. I thought what you paid for him yet last year was tremendous. He's probably in line to get more money. So let's say 1 year, $5 or $6 million, maybe $6 million. Spotrac has it at 1 year, 6.8. I think that might be a little high. So let's say 1 year, $6 million to bring Eric Kendricks back. Is that worth the production for you?
At 33, I like the person. I like the player. I think he plays within the system very well. He knows what his job is. This system is going to be a little bit different, but yeah, I like the toughness of the player. The one thing that kind of happened a little last year was, and this shoulder injury, he's just starting to, he's 33. He'll be 35 at the 35. If you gave him a 2 year contract, he'll be 35, 1 year, 34. He's 33 years old. Your body just starts to deteriorate, especially with that many
sure.
tackles, that many snaps. That dude has played a look at his career, Kevin. His rookie season was the last time he had double-digit tackles. Every other one after that, plus 100 tackles.
Wow.
That means that dude's like he's good at tackling, but his body has had a lot of wear and tear on it. He's been an All-Pro once. That's it. So he's a good linebacker. That's what you're getting if you're paying that money. I'm willing to pay it, especially if I can't find something else in the draft or something else out there. Linebacker market is shallow right now.
So at about the same price, definitely more interested in Kendricks than Cooks?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next person.
And as somebody pointed out, I kind of mentioned that, Dak doesn't really throw the deep ball great to what Cooks needs.
So, and I heard Rod say that, and it's interesting because obviously the game is 1,000,000% different. But man, in practice the last couple of years, it was connecting, but I get it. You're like, that's practice.
There are times when I think Dak misses the window for an open receiver and goes in his mind, he's like, dang it, he's not there, when he actually is there. Or he doesn't trust it. He doesn't trust his throw. He doesn't trust what he sees. He doesn't trust the receiver, and so he doesn't pull the trigger. I think that's one of my feelings. Now, then we say that, and Dak goes, screw it, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to pull the trigger all the time, and then has a bunch of interceptions. He's like, see, that's why I don't do that. That's why I don't just let it fly.
For DeMarcus Lawrence, so the betting odds say that it's minus 190 that DeMarcus Lawrence will be back, as opposed to plus 150 that he won't.
Okay, so that makes sense.
So the betting odds say there's a 65.5% chance that DeMarcus Lawrence will be back with the Dallas Cowboys. And you know what? If he's not leading contender, Washington Commanders.
That would make sense. Dan Quinn knows exactly what the player is and how he would fit into the system.
Now, I know you asked, what's it going to cost? Let's say, again, I'm going to lower Spotrac. I think they might be a little high on this. They say 2 years, $24 million. So I'm going to scale it down to 2 years, $21 million for DeMarcus Lawrence. Now, I understand what the guaranteed money is will impact your decision as well, but 2 years, $21 million for DeMarcus Lawrence. That do anything for you, or you're like, thanks for the service, time to move on down the road? I think I'm going to move down.
I feel like with the Cowboys, they're going to look at it and say, you know what? We owe it to you. You know, all this time that you've been with us, you're going to retire a Cowboy. We owe it to you. I think that's how they're going to look at it.
Is that a losing
mentality? They're going to say, at this position, the things that you do, we value that nobody else values. I don't know. I think if they're looking at the draft and they're like, we can absolutely replace him, then that's the best way to go. I don't know that that's necessarily there. I do like this person that's from the 817. They're saying, manifesting Jack Sanborn to the Cowboys.
And I feel
that is a name I threw out to you yesterday, didn't
I? Yeah, and we talked about it before free agency started as well.
Yeah, that's a name to
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Keep an ear out for.
Okay. So
if we can make it happen.
You would say no for Lawrence, but you think the Cowboys,
Yeah, I feel like the Cowboys are like, hey, we owe it to you. And Kevin, what if I told you? What if I told you about this? GMs have to be cold-hearted.
Yes.
GMs have to, now, a lot of times the Rangers back in the day used to, they would say, hey, we're going to get Sammy Sosa. Why? Sammy Sosa is about to hit his 500th home run. So we can sell that night. We can sell for three games that Sammy Sosa is going to be able to do that. That doesn't necessarily work with football the same way, unless like Emmitt Smith's rushing for his title.
Yes.
But there is a part of the Cowboys that are like, hey, this is our guy. The Cowboys love our guy. We owe that to him. And I disagree.
Yeah.
Because I am a little more cold-hearted about what I want and what I don't.
And see, and I hate that too, because somebody texted in, you want to bring him back because he's a proven run stopper.
But that is true.
That makes sense to me. That makes more sense to me than we owe it to him.
Mm.
DeMarcus Lawrence has been a good player for you, but he's not going to go down as one of the all-time greatest Cowboys, all right? He's not Rayfield Wright. Or too tall, or anything like that. So,
but who is?
That's probably true. But I'm saying, if he was an all-time great, you didn't keep DeMarcus Ware out of loyalty?
From the 817, they still have Nealon and Sam Williams coming back. They may move on from DeMarcus Lawrence. That is true.
How do you feel about the run-stopping prowess of those two?
I think we're okay there. I love Nealon. Listen, man, I love that player. As long as he's healthy and can add a little bit, he's a good run-stopper. He needs that. He actually showed he had some promise at pass rusher. He just needs to develop just a little bit more. I love Nealon. Sam Williams, I have a problem trusting completely that that's going to be what we want it to be. Dude has immeasurable raw skill.
Yes.
Like immeasurable. You don't know what is possible there. But he also is still very young in the game because he started playing at such a late age and makes some decisions that you kind of do scratch your head about.
And Stephon Diggs, last year, not a good season. Before that, six straight seasons that looks good from a total yardage, looks good from a yards per catch, looks good from a touchdown perspective. But a lot of people thought that the Bills not only moved on from him because maybe him and Josh Allen didn't get along, but there was also that undercurrent of thought that like maybe he just doesn't have it anymore. Is there a price, whether it's, let's even say $6 or $8 million, that you would take Stephon Diggs at? I'm not saying that would be the price.
Yeah, if it's $6 or $8 million, sure.
Then you're in.
Yeah, I'd absolutely do that. Maybe I still think he fits what they can do in their short passing game. Like, they do it a lot with CeeDee Lamb already, and that's just another option in the short passing game. I think you can definitely set that up. I really do.
Would you rather Stephon Diggs or Cooper Kupp? Because we talked about...
This is tough.
I know, and we talked about what it would take to get Cooper Kupp here. And I just wanted to throw this out there because the buzz last night was, if the Rams can't get something done, they're just going to outright release Cooper Kupp on Wednesday, or like put it in motion that he would be released on Wednesday. So let's say that's another situation where maybe he's going to come.
It's going to be a bidding war, isn't it? I really do think there are other teams out there like, yeah, we'll pay the price for him.
You're probably right, because Davante Adams got more money than I thought, but maybe people were like, he was brought into the vortex of suckitude.
He's also constantly healthy too. Like, he had a shoulder injury. I know last
Cooper
year
Kupp is not.
He had the hamstring injury when he was like holding out saying trade me to the Jets, but yeah.
So who would you rather have? Let's just say all things were equal, but you might be on to something.
Probably Diggs.
Okay.
Probably Diggs if I'm doing, but choosing between the two receivers.
Okay, so you go Diggs on that front. If it came down to it, if Cooper Kupp is released and there's no draft compensation, that would be a break for Cowboys fans who want you to add another wide receiver before you even get to the draft. If there was no draft compensation involved, strictly money.
Yeah, I'm still curious what their plan is with Jonathan Mingo and how he develops, because that dude was almost off the team for the Panthers. And so that's where I'm curious what their goal is with him.
From the 972, I just wanted to read this so I'll tell you why we don't really deal with this. I don't disagree with you at all. From the 972, I'm worried that Dak is done. And so unless the Cowboys create a Lions-like team, which they never will, they need to get whatever first-round picks they can for him and move on. There's no way that the Cowboys will move on from Dak Prescott, at least in my estimation, in the next 2 years. So I'm not saying your strategy is incorrect. I'm just saying it's not going to happen. So that's why we don't really talk about it a ton.
But what did the Lions do offensively? They committed to a run offense.
Yes, they did.
That has two explosive running backs, at times relies on Jared Goff to make the big play, deliver the big throw, but is so effective at running the ball that their offense just moves. So that's what it sounds like Schottenheimer wants to do. If that's the case, you know, I think it was Brad Sham and Broaddus agreed, go get Kyle Juszczyk, who just got released by the Niners
as well.
If you're really committed to running the ball,
let's do this. If you're telling me you picked up Javonte to be part of a team with Juszczyk behind Ashton Jeanty, okay. I am willing to listen to more about that.
Or I know Jeanty's a name that we've kind of been talking about a lot. There might be another running back if Jeanty goes earlier.
True.
There are plenty of other running backs that I think the guys that are watching are like, yeah, I'd love to have that one too.
Which is okay with me in another round. I will say this. Unless you trade down, I do not want a non-Jeanty running back at 12.
All right, Kevin, baseball note.
Oh.
Bruce Bochy says that Adolis Garcia will be getting at-bats on the backfield today.
There you go.
And if all goes well, he will play designated hitter in the Cactus League games by Thursday.
Okay, and that's great because that's 2 weeks out of the start of the season. And so we talked about it. You just saw him get BP. This is the next logical step. Get some at-bats on the backfields, which, as we've talked about, are very entertaining.
Yes, they are. Backfields are the place to be, man.
The Rangers and the Royals complex, and then potentially playing in games in a couple of days. Okay, couple more quick notes for you. Chuma Doga signed a 2-year, $7 million deal with the Jags, $3.2 million guaranteed. This one was pretty stunning to me. Jonathan Allen with the Vikings, 3 years, $60 million on that. I do not like that deal at all. Somebody was asking who's the winner of free agency thus far. If you want to put the Vikings, the Patriots, and the Commanders. Bears in that mix, and the Commanders, I would listen to all of that. I just don't particularly like this deal at all for Jonathan Allen. I just think that's way too high. And then the Giants reached a three-year, $45.3 million deal with Javon Holland. So just some more free agency stuff to keep you up to date with. You can officially start signing tomorrow afternoon, and we're in the midst of the legal tampering period right now.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.